Well, welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name is Dave, and our guest today is Dr. Philip Rashotis, naturopathic doctor, master's degree in nutritional sciences, and an associate professor at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. And we've been talking about depression, anxiety, and insomnia. And before the break, we talked about the pharmaceutical medications and their side effects, but also the nutritional supplements that are very helpful. And you had talked about, Doctor, the fish oils and the vitamin D. Do you want to just keep going with those, or do you want to add some more to the list?
There's two more that are high on the list. So high EPA fish oil, vitamin D. Next on the list would be simply a B-complex. Lots of science to show us that you take a B-complex every day and it improves people's general sense of well-being. People feel better when they take a B-complex. These vitamins are very important for energy conversion. Most of us are living pretty hectic lives, and we take a B-complex, and generally most people feel better when they do. Moreover, there's this nasty little vascular poison called homocysteine. It's in all of our bodies. It's supposed to be there, but we'd like to keep the levels down. It's kind of like a bad cholesterol. When I call it a vascular poison, sometimes people have heard of homocysteine predicting heart disease risk. That's not really accurate. What it much more powerfully predicts is risk of stroke. So it compromises blood flow, and there's really powerful links between elevated homocysteine and depression. And the thought is that it's compromising blood flow to the brain. And the B vitamins, most notably vitamin B12 and folic acid, which is a B vitamin, very, very powerfully lower homocysteine levels. So that's part of the reason why people think that a B complex supplement is able to help with mood. So it's definitely on the list of anyone we see with any sort of mood disorder. So high EPA fish oil, vitamin D, B complex, and then the last one on my list kind of shocks a lot of people, and that is melatonin. I think melatonin gets a really bad rap, and it doesn't deserve it. It's amazingly inexpensive, and it's amazingly effective at helping sleep. And like all these other natural medicines we've been talking about today, it also has a huge slew of side benefits. One of the most remarkable side benefits of melatonin is its role in advanced cancer. For example, there's a study that took people that were told they have less than 6 months to live and gave them either very, very high-dose melatonin or placebo. 2 years later, everybody in the placebo group had died. Half the people in the melatonin group were still alive. So this is a remarkable little substance that we're finding a whole bunch of really important additional uses for. But first and foremost, what this substance does is it helps with sleep. It is safe to combine with any prescription drug in the mental health world, including even the most powerful hypnotic drugs. You could say, I'm on this ultra-potent sleep drug. Can I take melatonin with it? Absolutely, without any hesitation. More than welcome to combine it with any of these medications. Now, the key that you need to know about melatonin is that the dosing is highly individualized. It has nothing to do with body weight. It has nothing to do with you're a man or a woman. It's just how you, as an individual, are going to respond. So the sign that you took too much melatonin, some people report, it's rare, but some people report it'll give them a really bad night's sleep. They'll have really vivid dreams. They might even have nightmares, or it really keeps them wide awake. Or the flip side, you wake up the next morning and you're really groggy. Like you're almost half asleep as you go to the bathroom and start brushing your teeth. Okay, any of that is simply a sign that you took too much. So however much you took, next day, cut it in half and try again. And if you find those disturbances or you're groggy the next day again, then the next day, cut it in half again and keep reducing your dose till those effects stop. Conversely, you take it and you think it did absolutely nothing for you. Next day, take two of them. Next day, take three of them, to a maximum of 15 milligrams a day. So that's how we use melatonin, with tremendous, tremendous effect. It should work the very first night you take it. And if it doesn't, it's simply a matter of needing to adjust your dose. So the combination of high EPA fish oil a B complex, vitamin D, and melatonin. The person commits to that for 6, 8, 10, even 12 weeks, and far more often than not, at the, you know, some point in those 12 weeks, the person starts realizing this is having a major impact on their mood, on their level of anxiety, and on their sleep. And it's simple, it's safe, it's extremely cost-effective. The B complex, the D, and the melatonin are really inexpensive. Fish oil, a good fish oil, should cost you about $1 a day. The other three combined might be costing 50 cents a day. And for this really reasonable, you know, investment, people are often going to find they feel a lot better pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's pretty inexpensive approach to having good health.
And again, it's a list of things that are ultra safe to combine with any prescription in the mental health world the person may be on, but they are equally appropriate. That still remains step one, even if the person isn't on a medication. So I'm on no medication at all. Well, that's still what you start with. And if you're on a medication, if you're not on a medication, then there are certain other things that can be added that aren't necessarily appropriate to add to a prescription. But those four are always step one, whether the person is medicated or not. And just those four simple, inexpensive things generally deliver a very large magnitude of benefit for quite an array of even severe mental health problems.
You found in your practice that when one of your patients starts to supplement these four, that they can eventually get off the prescription medications?
That is a long process. I would highly advise anybody looking to wean off a mental health medication to please, please go consult with a naturopathic doctor. It's a long process, and the key to it is to go really slow. The general medical advice, if you walk into the physician that prescribed you an antidepressant and you say, I want to come off it, they'll generally try to first convince you not to, once, twice, three times. And if you keep insisting, the only advice I've ever heard a medical professional give is take half the dose for 2 weeks, then after 2 weeks, stop taking it. I have seen at least 100 people that have tried that, and I am yet to meet a human being it works for. That does not work. Your brain cannot adjust to the change of dose in a prescription mental health drug in 2 weeks. It just cannot happen. So step one of when we are working with patients in this setting is that dose reductions happen at a very small amount, 10% at a time, and they happen slowly. You make an adjustment every 2 to 3 months at the fastest. And then there's other considerations, and that's why, again, I'm really encouraging people to go see a professional, because it also really depends the specific type of medication you're on. And if you're on a sustained release type of medication, which quite a few are in the mental health world, you cannot cut such a pill. You can, any medication of any class, if it is a sustained release medication, it must not be cut. And it can really cause problems if it is. So, you know, if that's a road that you're hoping to go down, again, I just really encourage people to go visit with a professional that has some experience in dealing with it.
Very good. Any final comments as we wind down to the conclusion of our show?
Final comments would be, if you're suffering depression, anxiety, insomnia, one or all three, really consider, you know, a high EPA fish oil, B complex, vitamin D, and melatonin. You'll be surprised at how it goes. It's quite inexpensive, and the safety of that strategy is unquestioned.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Dr. Philip, for joining us today. And I know you'll be back next month, December 19th at 7:30 for part two of depression, anxiety, and insomnia. And you want to talk about at that time is if you're having those symptoms and you are not medicated, you want to actually take a totally natural approach to it. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I generally consider it an easier situation to work in, and it's going to afford us the opportunity to talk a bit about diet and lifestyle as well. We'll certainly rehash these four key supplements, and then we'll also discuss some supplements that aren't that are not appropriate to combine with a prescription. But if you're unmedicated, there's definitely other natural medicines you can you should consider adding to those basic four that can really help boost what the outcome will be.
Very good. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave, very much for having me.
So, just to finalize here, the fish oils, melatonin, B complex, and the D vitamins that we mentioned today can be found at the Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. And you can visit our website, thehealthyhabitchatham.com, for all of our store information and our What's New page for helpful insights to maintain and improve your health. Also, our radio show page, so you can re-listen to this presentation and any previous shows. And that's at our website, thehealthyhabitchatham.com. So take advantage of our everyday low prices at The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself live healthy, live wise, live strong, to your fullest potential, one step at a time.